latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
It's the season for new releases, and this week there's not just one amazing new Aussie album, but three. First up, the Grammy-nominated Australian band Young and Free marks the first anniversary of its Youth Revival album by releasing the companion set, Youth Revival Acoustic. This album includes stripped-back versions of three of its recent hits, Falling Into You, Real Love and Where You Are, plus radio versions of two of them. Youth Revival Acoustic also includes laid-back versions of Only Wanna Sing, Never Alone, When the Fight Calls, and In Your Eyes, which were all part of the original pulsating Youth Revival album. A highlight of the acoustic album is a medley of Young and Free's song Passion with Laura Klein's Maranatha classic I Love You Lord. The digital version of the album is available now, with physical copies available March 24. The Australian singer, worship leader, author and pastor Darlene Check this week releases her latest project, Here I Am, Send Me. This is her first project since a life-changing cancer diagnosis in 2014. Darlene says the idea for the album came while Martin Smith of Delirious fame was visiting her husband and her.
When I was very sick, he flew over from the UK just to be with us and to spend time with my husband and sing songs over our family and our church. And one day I was just lying on the lounge and sick and bald and vomiting and, you know, all the stuff. And he just said, there's going to be songs out of this. So this is what your friends who know how to forge paths in worship know to do. So he picked up his guitar and I found myself on my piano stool and just started writing this song called You Are Great. And that's actually where the album starts.
Other songs on the album have been co-written with Paul Baloche, Jen Johnson, Leland Mooring and members of the music team at Hope Unlimited on the New South Wales Central Coast. Here I Am, Send Me from Darlene Check releases this week. Colin Buchanan, the country singer many of us will remember from Play School, this week releases Calvary Road. Colin says the project is the nexus between his country and faith-based music.
When you're a songwriter, songs bubble out all the time. And I found a certain sort of song filling a shoebox marked Calvary Road, the name of this new record. Songs about faith, portraits of faith, songs that are like a intersection of my country music, the storytelling and the word pictures, the journey of faith, the experience of faith. So those are the songs that I wanted to put on this record.
Buchanan says the new songs reflect his faith journey in a way that anyone can understand, rather than just being songs for Christians.
As a songwriter, there's times I've thought, I've loved what a songwriter's written. I don't agree with it necessarily. It might be a political statement or, you know, something about beliefs or, but I can celebrate the fact that something is actually being said. And I find that enriching. So I would hope that this is an enriching process, even if you're someone who says, look, I'm not really into what he believes, but I'm intrigued by a songwriter painting these pictures.
An amazing week in Australian music. I'm Cam Want with the TCM Update.